The tipping point. Introduction: Understanding the tipping point. The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell is a fascinating exploration of how trends, ideas, and behaviors spread and reach a critical juncture where they suddenly become widespread and influential. In this thought-provoking book, Gladwell delves into the underlying factors that contribute to the tipping point phenomenon and offers valuable insights into the dynamics of social change. Gladwell begins by defining the concept of a tipping point, that magical moment when an idea, trend, or social behavior crosses a threshold, tips, and spreads like wildfire. He compares this to an epidemic, where a small and seemingly insignificant event can trigger a rapid and wide-reaching transformation. This comparison sets the stage for his detailed analysis of the mechanisms that drive such phenomena. The book is structured around key concepts that Gladwell identifies as critical to understanding tipping points: the law of the few, the stickiness factor, and the power of context. These concepts are supported by a series of compelling case studies and real-world examples that illustrate how tipping points can be reached and the factors that influence them. Through these narratives, Gladwell examines the roles of individuals, messages, and environments in catalyzing dramatic changes. In exploring the law of the few, Gladwell highlights the importance of influential people, whom he categorizes as connectors, mavens, and salesmen, in spreading ideas and behaviors. He argues that these key individuals play a disproportionate role in tipping a trend into widespread acceptance. By dissecting the unique attributes and social networks of these influencers, Gladwell provides a deeper understanding of how and why certain trends gain momentum. The stickiness factor delves into the characteristics of ideas or messages that make them memorable and compelling enough to stick in the minds of people. Gladwell illustrates how seemingly minor adjustments in the presentation or content of a message can significantly enhance its impact and spread. This exploration reveals the importance of crafting messages that are not only engaging but also resonate deeply with their audience. Lastly, the power of context examines how the environment and external circumstances influence the spread of ideas and behaviors. Gladwell posits that human behavior is sensitive to and strongly influenced by its surroundings. By analyzing various scenarios and experiments, he demonstrates how small changes in context can lead to significant shifts in social behavior. In summary, the tipping point serves as a comprehensive guide to understanding the complex and often unpredictable nature of social change. Through meticulous research and engaging storytelling, Malcolm Gladwell provides readers with a framework to identify and leverage the factors that drive trends to their tipping points. This book offers invaluable insights for anyone interested in the mechanics of social dynamics, marketing, and the spread of ideas. The concept of the tipping point and the role of connectors. Gladwell begins by introducing the concept of the tipping point, which refers to the moment when a small change or idea transforms into a widespread phenomenon, reaching a critical mass that drives rapid and often irreversible change. This concept is rooted in the idea that tiny, seemingly insignificant events can trigger dramatic transformations, much like a virus that suddenly becomes contagious and spreads rapidly through a population. Central to Gladwell's exploration of the tipping point are the connectors, individuals who possess a unique ability to bring people together across diverse social circles, facilitating the flow and spread of ideas. These connectors are characterized by their extensive social networks, which span various communities and groups, enabling them to connect with a wide array of people. Gladwell emphasizes that connectors are not just well-connected, they are also adept at bridging gaps between different social groups, making them crucial in the dissemination of information and trends. Gladwell illustrates the power of connectors through various examples, such as Paul Revere's ride during the American Revolution, where his network of contacts helped spread the crucial message quickly. Similarly, he discusses the role of connectors in modern contexts, such as how certain individuals can influence the spread of viral trends or products, leveraging their wide-reaching networks to create buzz and momentum. Through these examples, Gladwell highlights the distinctive traits of connectors, including their sociability, their ability to maintain weak ties across different groups, and their natural charisma that makes them effective in spreading messages and ideas. These characteristics enable them to serve as critical nodes in the social network, ensuring that trends and ideas are not just localized but reach a broader audience, tipping them into widespread popularity. In essence, Gladwell's discussion of connectors underscores the idea that while individual actions may seem trivial, the networks and relationships we build play a pivotal role in shaping the dynamics of social change. By understanding and leveraging the power of connectors, we can better comprehend how and why certain ideas and trends gain traction and become transformative movements. The influence of mavens in the spread of ideas. Another important factor in the tipping point process is the influence of mavens. These individuals play a crucial role in the dissemination of ideas and information due to their deep knowledge and expertise in specific fields. Mavens are not just well-informed, they are passionate about gathering and sharing information, making them trusted sources for others who seek reliable guidance and advice. Gladwell describes mavens as the information specialists or data banks of society. Their expertise spans various domains, and they possess an insatiable curiosity and dedication to learning. Unlike connectors, who spread ideas through their extensive social networks, mavens contribute to the tipping point phenomenon through their profound understanding and enthusiasm for particular subjects. Mavens' influence is rooted in their credibility and the trust they inspire in others. People turn to mavens for their insights because they know that mavens have done their homework and can provide accurate, detailed information. This trust is critical in a world where information is abundant but discerning valuable and accurate knowledge can be challenging. Gladwell provides compelling examples of mavens in action, illustrating how their recommendations and advice can drive the success of products or ideas. For instance, he recounts the story of a maven's role in the rise of a new brand or the popularity of a niche product. When a maven endorses something, their endorsement carries significant weight, because people believe in their expertise and judgment. Furthermore, mavens are inherently motivated by a desire to help others. Their satisfaction comes from empowering others with the knowledge they have painstakingly acquired. This altruistic drive makes their influence particularly potent, as they are not merely spreading information for personal gain but are genuinely interested in improving the lives of those around them. The impact of mavens is particularly evident in consumer behavior and market trends. When a maven recommends a product, their endorsement can lead to a surge in popularity, effectively tipping the product into mainstream success. This phenomenon underscores the importance of mavens in the economy of information and ideas. In summary, the role of mavens in the tipping point process highlights the power of expertise and trust in shaping the spread of ideas and behaviors. By understanding and leveraging the influence of mavens, marketers, policymakers, and social innovators can more effectively navigate the complex landscape of information dissemination and social change. Mavens, with their deep knowledge and commitment to sharing, are indispensable in tipping ideas from obscurity into widespread acceptance and influence. The persuasive power of salespeople in driving the tipping point. Gladwell also highlights the critical role of salespeople in the tipping point process. These individuals possess exceptional persuasive skills and a natural ability to influence others, effectively convincing people to adopt certain behaviors, ideas, or products. Salespeople are essential in driving the momentum necessary for a tipping point to occur. Salespeople's persuasive power is rooted in their charisma, energy, and innate ability to communicate effectively. They excel in building rapport and trust with their audience, making them highly effective in spreading ideas and convincing others to take action. Gladwell notes that salespeople have an infectious enthusiasm that can make an idea or product seem not only appealing but also necessary. Gladwell provides various examples to illustrate the impact of salespeople. He describes scenarios where a salesperson's ability to convey excitement and passion about a new idea or product leads to rapid adoption and widespread popularity. For instance, in marketing and advertising, a persuasive salesperson can turn a skeptical audience into enthusiastic supporters, thereby accelerating the spread of a trend or behavior. The influence of salespeople extends beyond mere verbal persuasion. It involves a deep understanding of human psychology and the ability to read and respond to the needs and emotions of others. Salespeople are adept at identifying what motivates their audience and tailoring their message to resonate on a personal level. This skill allows them to break down resistance and foster a sense of connection and urgency. Moreover, salespeople play a crucial role in reinforcing the messages spread by connectors and mavens. While connectors introduce new ideas to a broad audience and mavens provide the detailed information and credibility, salespeople are the ones who close the deal. They turn interest and curiosity into commitment and action, ensuring that the idea or product reaches its tipping point. In the context of social movements and public health campaigns, the role of salespeople is equally significant. Their ability to persuade and mobilize individuals can lead to substantial changes in public behavior and attitudes. For example, in health campaigns, A persuasive figure can encourage people to adopt healthier lifestyles or participate in vaccination programs, thereby creating a tipping point for public health initiatives. In summary, the role of salespeople in the tipping point process underscores the importance of persuasive communication in spreading ideas and driving change. Their exceptional ability to connect with and motivate others makes them indispensable in achieving the critical mass needed for a tipping point. By understanding and leveraging the skills of salespeople, organizations and movements can more effectively influence public opinion and behavior, leading to successful and widespread adoption of new ideas and trends. Illustrative examples of the tipping point phenomenon. The author provides numerous captivating examples to illustrate the tipping point phenomenon, showcasing how small changes can lead to widespread impact. One notable example is the sudden rise in popularity of Hush Puppies shoes in the 1990s. This resurgence was sparked by a small group of influential Manhattan trendsetters who began wearing the nearly obsolete shoes. Their adoption of Hush Puppies created a ripple effect, leading to a dramatic increase in sales and a renewed cultural status for the brand. This case exemplifies how a trend can be tipped into mainstream consciousness by the actions of a few influential individuals. Gladwell also examines the dramatic decrease in the crime rate in New York City during the 1990s, attributing it to the implementation of small, targeted changes. He highlights the broken windows theory, which posits that maintaining and monitoring urban environments in a well-ordered condition can prevent more serious crimes. By addressing minor offenses like vandalism and fare evasion, the city created an atmosphere of order and lawfulness, which contributed to a significant reduction in overall crime. This example underscores how focused, seemingly minor interventions can lead to substantial social improvements. Another compelling illustration is the influence of children's television programs, particularly the educational show Sesame Street, in shaping children's behavior and preferences. Gladwell delves into the meticulous research and testing that went into creating the show, ensuring it was both engaging and educational. The success of Sesame Street demonstrates how carefully designed content can tip the scales in early childhood education, leading to widespread improvements in literacy and social skills among young viewers. Gladwell also explores the spread of infectious diseases to explain the tipping point concept. He discusses how diseases can reach epidemic proportions through the actions of a few highly infectious individuals, known as superspreaders. By examining the mechanisms of contagion, Gladwell draws parallels to the spread of ideas and trends, illustrating how both follow similar patterns of exponential growth once they reach a tipping point. Additionally, Gladwell addresses the power of word-of-mouth marketing, using the example of the rapid growth of companies like Tupperware. The success of Tupperware parties, driven by enthusiastic hosts who personally endorsed the products to their social networks, highlights how personal recommendations and grassroots marketing can propel a product to success. In summary, these illustrative examples serve to illuminate the dynamics of the tipping point phenomenon across various contexts. Whether through fashion trends, crime prevention, children's programming, disease transmission, or marketing strategies, Gladwell demonstrates how small, strategic actions and the influence of key individuals can lead to significant and widespread changes. These case studies reinforce the central thesis of the book, that understanding and leveraging the tipping point can unlock the potential for dramatic social and cultural transformations. Context and stickiness, understanding the forces of change. Throughout the book, Gladwell emphasizes the significance of context and how small, seemingly insignificant changes can have a disproportionate impact. He introduces the concept of stickiness, which refers to the ability of an idea or message to remain memorable and resonate with people. Gladwell explains that for an idea to tip, it must be inherently sticky, meaning it captures attention, remains in the audience's mind, and prompts action. By understanding the factors that contribute to stickiness, individuals and organizations can effectively convey their messages and achieve their desired outcomes. Gladwell delves into various elements that enhance stickiness, such as simplicity, unexpectedness, and emotional appeal. He uses examples like the success of Sesame Street and Blue's Clues, where creators meticulously designed content to be engaging and educational, ensuring that the material was not only absorbed by children but also retained and acted upon. These shows incorporated elements that made learning fun and memorable, illustrating the profound impact of stickiness in educational contexts. Gladwell also explores the role of context in shaping behavior. He discusses how environmental factors and situational cues can significantly influence people's actions. For instance, he describes how the cleanup efforts in the New York City subway system, removing graffiti and cracking down on fare evasion, created a context that discouraged more serious crimes. This concept, often referred to as the power of context, suggests that small changes in environment and circumstances can lead to significant shifts in behavior. The Tipping Point offers valuable insights into the power of social dynamics and how ideas and behaviors spread within society. Gladwell's engaging storytelling, supported by in-depth research and compelling examples, makes the book both informative and entertaining. It encourages readers to consider the underlying forces that shape our world and challenges conventional thinking about how change occurs. By illustrating how connectors, mavens, and salespeople contribute to tipping points, and how context and stickiness enhance the spread of ideas, Gladwell provides a comprehensive framework for understanding the dynamics of influence. In conclusion, The Tipping Point is a thought-provoking book that explores the mechanisms behind social change and the tipping points at which ideas become contagious. Malcolm Gladwell's captivating writing style and insightful analysis make this book a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of influence and the power of collective action. By highlighting the interplay between individual contributions and contextual factors, Gladwell empowers readers to recognize the potential for small actions to create significant and transformative impacts.